options.
If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where it's our goal every Saturday morning. Well, you know what? It's our goal every single day of the week to become your best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home, anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can get taken care of right here at Rosie on the House. You want to tackle it yourself? We've got tips on do-it-yourself projects loaded into our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We come on air every Saturday morning from 8 to 11. Kind of feels weird doing the show this late. I should be in the middle of my nap.
I know. I feel like I'm going to have to stand up after the bottom of the hour, do some jumping jacks, some headstands, get some blood flowing. This is my internal clock says this is nap time.
Yes. We're operating 2 hours behind you great folks in Arizona, broadcasting from Pella, Iowa. I'd like to bring in a couple of our Arizona Pella representatives that actually joined us and helped arrange for this particular trip. Mr. Don Foster, who's actually the owner of Pella Windows and Doors in the Mountain West region, which is a fairly new position for you, but not as it relates to your familiarity with Pella Industries.
That's right, Rosie. I have been with Pella for 29 years in a variety of roles, and took this opportunity. Pella gave me this great opportunity. Myself and my partner, Sammy Song, gave us a great opportunity to come in and purchase the business, and we've owned it now for 3 months, which is new for us, but certainly not a new business. So we're excited to be part of such a great team in Arizona.
Y'all own the Pella stores in Scottsdale?
We own the Pella stores in Scottsdale, Tucson. Also part of the Mountain West is Las Vegas.
Okay.
And we've got our main office facility in Chandler, Arizona.
Okay, and you also have Salt Lake City?
We've got Salt Lake City.
Jackson Hole, that's the one.
Well, we got the entire...
I'd like you to tee up the Jackson Hole store for sale in about 8 years. You have a buyer for that one.
I'm sure we do. And we've got, the entire state of Utah, and we've got the Jackson, Wyoming area, as well as Idaho. So it's a very large geographic territory for us to manage, but we've got just such a great team and a lot of tenure. And I'm just having so much fun in this new role.
Oh, that's fantastic. And your role at Pella for the 29 years prior to the time you moved into actual ownership of the stores?
Well, I came fresh out of college into an order desk role where I was taking orders over the phone at the ripe old age of 21 and worked my way up through the organization in various sales and sales management roles. I'm Canadian. I'm from Toronto. I managed the entire country for 6 years, and then I joined Pella Corporation as a subsidiary general manager, at which time I managed the Toronto business. And then for the last 8 years, I've been the director for all of our corporately owned sales subsidiary branches across North America.
Fantastic. And your three daughters, you moved from Toronto to Gilbert, Arizona. How are they adjusting?
We moved to Chandler, Arizona, and they are adjusting well. I've got Emily, who is graduating from her senior year at Hamilton. I've got Hannah, 16-year-old, who's going to be a junior at Hamilton, and my youngest, Charlie, who is going into eighth grade. And I talked to them the other day about potentially ever if we had a chance to move back to Canada, and they said that Colette, myself, my wife would be going back by ourselves.
All right. So, Mr. Don Foster, again, thanks for arranging this trip. Matt Lacko, Mountain West Replacement Specialist and Sales Manager of the Mountain West region. Matt and I have had a good working relationship for several years. You moved into the Phoenix market. That had to be about 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Came out as General Manager for the replacement side of the business, and as we took on, as Don mentioned, with new ownership out here, took on the role for replacement sales manager and absolutely love it.
Well, y'all have just been fabulous partners, Rosie on the House, in our role to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We certainly appreciate y'all's partnership and your role in helping us educate the homeowner in a way that is responsible and to their benefit.
Absolutely, Rosie. You hit it right on the head. One of the joys of my job is just helping educate customers about what's available for them out there.
You know, we've got Joanne actually on hold here from Paradise Valley. She wants to replace every window in her house, and she's saying, what Pella product should I be looking at?
The nice thing about Pella, Rosie, and you mentioned it earlier in the show, is the fact that you know, in the last 15 years, we've come a long way from a product line standpoint. We used to be a wood window company. We used to literally have one line of windows, and we have three lines of wood windows now. Our Architect series, our Designer series, which we're most known for with all the between the glass options, and our Pro-Line series. As well, we've got three different distinct vinyl lines today, and our very popular fiberglass line, which we sell a tremendous amount of in Arizona with the intense heat. We've got replacement sales specialists, and that's one of our big competitive advantage. We're a segmented business, so we've got sales professionals that only focus on the replacement side of the business, and they are completely trained sales consultants that will come in and qualify the particular customer to determine what product line, what installation method would be best for their particular project.
Do y'all do a lot of product mixing at the same address? Do you ever do that?
We do that often.
You do?
We will put in our Designer series, our Architect series on the front of the house, and then to meet budget constraints, we can put in Pro-Line vinyl windows and Pervy windows on the sides and rear, but that's a very common practice today.
And then the other complicated thing about picking the right windows in Arizona has to do with the glazing package, because y'all have so many different glazing options that you can go with, how do you consider a south facing with shade? How do you consider a south facing without shade? West issues exactly the same, as well as the north and the east. We're going to come back with those kind of details and pick up Jody from Paradise Valley when we get back.
By voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.